Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, and here we are in the middle of the discussion of the various things which the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak listed as being able to be said in any language at all. So we got up to the two dots yesterday, and the next thing in the Mishnah was Tvila, that it is possible to pray in any language. Says the Gemara, what is the source of this halacha? Here, we don't need a source, because since Tefillah is by definition rachamehi, it's entreatment for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then by definition, kol eched aboy mitzale, in any way that a person is able to express his heart most powerfully, this is the way that he should pray. Ask the Gemara, is it even true though? Tefillah b'chol lashon, v'yomar Rabbi Yehuda, l'olam ha'yishal adam tzrachav b'lashon aramit, t'yomar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ashot tzrachav b'lashon arami, ein malachei ha'sharet nizkakin lo, l'fi she'ein malachei ha'sharet makirin, b'lashon arami. Here it says, any language at all. Now the question is it possible to say that it's any language at all? If we told that the Malachi HaSharet cannot transfer a tefillah and present it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's their job as part of being Malachi and the messengers, they're unable to respond to that tefillah because they, so to speak, don't understand it, being as it's a language so similar to Lashon HaKodesh, and yet improperly expressed in Lashon HaKodesh. So it becomes now an improperly formed tefillah, and that means that one should be unable to pray in Lashon HaKodesh. As the Rush points out, Malachi HaSharet, if they even are aware of a person's thoughts, as we see elsewhere, how could they possibly be unaware of the meaning of the Lashon Aramit, especially in those Rishonim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yonah, that they learn that it means that Malachi HaSharet only respond to Lashon HaKodesh. That doesn't make any sense. So he again, he explains that the idea of Ein Makirim means they refuse it. Like we find the Lashon of Makirei Kuna, people that are close to, friends of Makirei Kuna. So Makirei, Lashon HaKodesh, that's a brilliant explanation, that Makirei is a Lashon of being close to, being friendly, disposed in a positive fashion towards Lashon Aramit. And therefore, it's specifically, says Rabbi Natam also holds this way, it's specifically a inyan of Lashon Aramit. We'll see later on some further issues about Daniel, but meanwhile, let's get on with it. And says the Gemara, Lo kasha b'yachila b'tzibur. When Rabbi Yehuda said not to pray in Aramit, that was in terms of an individual. Because over there you need the messengers to bring the tefillah b'fnei ha'malkum, so to speak. Mashenki in our Mishnah that says that tefillah could be in any language whatsoever, that's talking about a tefillah where there's a tzibur. And a tzibur has the presence of the Shekhinah. And it says, after all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never moes b'tefillatan sh'rabim. In which case, we don't require the disposition of the Malachi HaSharet. Ve'in Malachi HaSharet makirim b'lashon aramit, yes, the Gemara. How could you say the Malachi HaSharet don't understand Lashon Aramit? Mi'atanya, we have a bright that seems to say clearly otherwise. That story over there was that once, the Pirkei HaKuna, the young Kohanim from Beit HaShmonai, went to fight the Yevanim, and it was before Yom Kippur, and the Milchama continued on until Yom Kippur. So what happened was that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was doing the Avodah on that Yom Kippur, Shema Batko mi Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim. He heard when he went into Kodesh HaKodeshim that the Batko said, Shomer Natzchu Talia. Talia means the young ones. The young ones, the Azul Agacha Krafa, the young ones who had gone out to fight a war, they won the war over Antukia. And there, Shuv Maaseh B'Shimon HaTzadik, there was another Maaseh Gam about with Shimon HaTzadik, who was also Kohen Gadol during that period, in which Shimon HaTzadik also, on Yom Kippur, heard, Shabbat Bat Kobi Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim Shomer, B'Telet Avidat Adiyomar, Sina'a, sorry, La'aita Aleichala, that the army that had been gathered together, that the enemy wished to bring against the Heichal, has been cancelled. V'ne'arag Gaskalgas, and Gaskalgas, the king of Yavan, as dead, Ubatlu Gezerotav. Vekatfu, those who heard from Shimon HaTzadik what he had just heard, they wrote down Utasha'a, precisely the hour, Vekivnu, and then they saw that indeed it was the exact hour that the event had happened, as it was recorded by the enemies and by those who were there, and that Batko was Bilshon Aramiyah. That Batko was Bilshon Aramiyah, which doesn't make any sense if the Malachim are the ones who don't understand Lashon Aramit. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan was mistaken in saying that in Malachi Asharet. I mean, here they're actually using the Lashon Aramit. It could very well be that a bat kol, in other words, that projection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not utilize the Malachi Asharet, this direct projection of bat kol, and the idea of it is the whole point of that particular messenger system or projection system is in order that things be presented to the world in a way that the people out in the streets will understand. And if that's the case, of course, it could be done in Aramit. V'boitem, or another explanation may be that the one who had been speaking at this point at the Batko was Gabriel Havi. Gabriel was someone who knew all of the languages, including Aramit. And therefore, when it comes to not to the Hanhog of bringing Tfilah, but when it comes to the Bat Kol, it may be at that point it was Gavriel. Because after all, we do learn, as we see later on, well, Gavriel, when Yosef was in a pickle because he didn't need to know the Shivim Lashon, well, Gavriel, Velimdo Shivim Lashon, so he wanted to show Paro and Mitzrayim that he was roy to be the Melech HaMitzrayim, and so he needed to know the languages which were taught by Gavriel. So obviously, Gavriel did know Aramit. And here we have a little bit of a problem with the pshat of the Rosh, because here it's mashma that it means literally to know, because the fact that he would teach Yosef, it was only a rejection of the Aramit, for in order to know Shivim Lashon, he had no choice in this case but to teach the Aramit, which of course he knew, so it shouldn't be a problem of the Malachi Asharet at all. It's rather strange. This kasha is asked by the Keren Ora on the Rosh. I leave it to you to toy with some possible terutzim. Now, the next thing we learned in the Mishnah was Birkat HaMazon, that one can bench in any language that he wants. Again, this is not something that is based in a pasuk. We don't say minalan, because after all, we're just saying as far as Rashi points out. Tosfos is happy with the girsa minalan, because the truth is, I would have learned out the dinim of the Birkat HaMazon from Brachot, and Har Grizim and Har Eival were over there. You do need to have B'Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, we need to say as far as Birkat HaMazon. How do we know it? Because Dichtiv Yachalt V'Zavote V'Rachtat Hashem Elokecha, without telling me specifically anything, and therefore it's Bechol Lashon Shata Mevorech. As long as it's a bracha, that's what's important. And if it is the language of your bracha, so then that's the way you should speak. This is the way Rashi understands it. That is not really a drasha. It's just, since that's the chiyav, it makes sense that the Torah, in not limiting it anyway, is simply talking about the way in which a person is mevarech. However, according to the Tosfos, who say that no, we're actually asking a serious question of minolon, because otherwise we would learn it out of the brachos and our grizim and our eval. So according to the Tosfos, they learn that it really is a drasha. Because since, over here, it says, V'rachtat Hashem Elokecha, therefore, it must be that it's b'chol lashon, because the shevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is meant to be b'lev shalom. So whatever pleasure that a person has needs to be most fully expressed by him in his own native tongue. The next case that we had in the Mishnah is Shvuata Idut. So we said over there, Shvuata Idut, that a person makes a denial of knowledge of Idut, is going to be mechayev him a korban, no matter what language he says it in. How do I know that that is true? And why indeed do we think that we need to know? Why would we need a drasha? Why should a shvua be dafka b'lashon HaKodesh? Because again, the Shvuah that's on Har Grizim and Har Eval, points out Rashi, is indeed only in Lashon HaKodesh, so maybe a Shvuah needs to be in Lashon HaKodesh to be something that the Torah koveya penalties for. Or perhaps, as Tosfos says, it's in order not to derive it from Gzeira Shava of Kol to Kol, where over there it was B'Lashon HaKodesh, the Kol that spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we'll see that later on in the Sugya of Mikra Bikurim. So, how indeed do we know that Shavuot HaYadut is said in any language and it's a kosher Shavuot? Lechtiv, nefesh ki tachata v'shama kol olah. Why is this dependent in the Shmi'ah instead of simply in Hishbi'ua ba'alah? It must be to tell me that, no, it's the way in which you understand things that's koveya. B'chol ha'shon shi'i shoma'at. So any language that you're comfortable with to be shomea in is considered to be tachata, to be a kol olah. And how about, ask the next case we had, which was Shavuot HaPikadon, when someone denies that he owes money, how do we know with a Shavuot, how do we know that that Shavuot can be said in any Lashon and not to learn it out from the idea of Shavuot that we find on Har Grizim and Har Eval? And says the Gemara, because it says Techata in both cases, both in the case of Shavuot HaYadut and in the case of Shavuot HaPikadon. So Atya Techata, Techata, Mishavuot HaYadut, which we just said, in which both of them it says Vayaki Techet, Ki Yechata. And so Memela, it's the same halacha as B'chol Lashon Shehi Shoma'at. Now the Gemara now has completed its discussion of the list of things in the Mishnah that are said in Kol Lashon. Now we're going on to the second set of things in the Mishnah, which are the Eil Ne'amorim only B'lashon HaKodesh. And first thing we listed was Mikra Bikurim and the Chalitza. And now the Mishnah continues to explain Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. In other words, Ad means and through that opening of the Mishnah. Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. How do we know Mikra Bikurim is Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh? Because it says, Ve'anita ve'amarta v'nei Hashem Elokecha. And by the brachas and klolos and agrizim and areval, it also says, Ve'anu ha'levi'im ve'amru al kol ish Yisrael. So with Darshan, the Gezerah Shava of Ania and Amira, just like Aniya, Murala, Alane, over there, we had the Levian. Now, speaking Dafke, B'Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan, B'Lashon HaKodesh, so by Mikra Bikurim, it's also B'Lashon HaKodesh, and Eitzel HaLevian, how do we know that it's Gufayu Minol, and how do we know that they themselves spoke B'Lashon HaKodesh? Atya Koko, Omi Moshe, by the Levian, K'tiv Acha, by our Grizim and our Evel, it says Kol Ram. Uchtivatam by Matan Torah, where Moshe was speaking. So it says over there, Moshe Yedaber, Ve'alokim Yanenu Bekol. So just like by Har Sinai, Ma'ala La'alan, B'Lashon HaKodesh, just as we know that the Torah was given, B'Lashon HaKodesh, which is L'chora, because the nature of Torah is by definition a Lashon of Kedusha, because it's all different permutations of the Shem Hashem, because it itself is the kli of the projection of those shemas into a world with the results that we see as our universe. So just like over there, it has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. So too, from Kol, we learn out that it needs to be by the Levim B'Lashon HaKodesh. Once we know that it needs to be by the Levim B'Lashon HaKodesh, now we can learn out from the comparison of Ve'anita Ve'amarta by the Mikra Bikurim to the Ve'anu Alevim Ve'amru by the story of the Brochus and Clovis and our grazing and Harivah. The next case that we had was the Mishnah was discussing Chalitza Ketza. How do we know that Chalitza is said B'Lashon HaKodesh? Because there too it says Va'anta V'amra, and it says by the Levim Va'anu Alevim V'amru. And so there too we learned out, just like the Levim were B'Lashon HaKodesh, so too is Chalitza B'Lashon HaKodesh. And the Mishnah continued to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the antava amra kacha, the lashon of kacha is meant to be, it has to be said like this, without any types of variations. Now, according to the Rabbanan, who need to learn it out of the comparison, specifically of the anta to the vianu alaviim, what do they have against learning it out of kacha? Hai kacha mai avdilem, does it kacha always mean specifically like this? Mi boilu ledover shuhu maase ma'akev. That, they say, that kacha comes to tell me that whatever is next to kacha And asiya is indeed ma'akev. So something which is a ma'aseh, let's say the chalitza tana, the spitting, but the amira, which is not a ma'aseh, is not going to be me'akev. And that's the purpose of the drasha. And how does Rabbi Yehuda then deal with that? Since he needs kacha to tell me that Lashon HaKodesh is dafka, so how would he know that ma'aseh is ma'akev? Answers the Gemara, that he learns from the fact that it could have said ko. Instead it says kacha. So that difference between ko and kacha is sufficient to tell me an additional drasha, to tell me two things. First of all, that whatever is a ma'aseh is ma'akev, and that the kacha is overall a halacha that needs to be said as is written. Rabbanan, what will they do from the extra word kacha? They kova kacha l'mashmul. Rabbanan don't feel that we have enough of a yitur, the derech of dibur, is to say kacha in terms of kacha yaseh le'ish. Now, how about according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns it from kacha? What does he do with the viantava amra, which is a perfectly good comparison to the levim? My avdile. That Rabbi Yehuda uses the Gzera Shava, La'agmuri Le'Levim, to the other direction. He says, we need to learn from Parshat Chalitza to the Dinim of the Levim that it's B'Lashon HaKodesh. And what's wrong with the way we learned it before? We learned it out from Kol, that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was spoken to in a Kol of our Lashon HaKodesh and our Sinai, so to the Levim have to speak B'Lashon HaKodesh. Answers the Gemara, because he didn't have a Kabbalah on that Gezerah Shavah. So Rabbi Yehuda was only Gomer Aniyaniya. The comparison of Anitar Vanu, which is Aniyah to Aniyah Gomer, that was one that was Makabal from his Rebbe. But Kol Kol Lo Gomer, he never had a Kabbalah to learn a Gezerah Shavah on comparing the Kol on Har Sinai to the Kol of the Levim. And the Halacha is in general, he could only say Gzereshava when you were taught that these words are meant to be Gzereshava. Tanya Namihachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Makom Shineamar, Kol En Kacha, or Aniya Va'amira, Eno Ela Lashon HaKodesh. The only times that we know when the Torah says Kol, when it says Kacha, it says Aniya and Amira, then it means Lashon HaKodesh. What is this a reference to? Kol, we find in Birkat Kohanim, we learn out from the word ko that it's dafka b'lashon HaKodesh, and we don't need the gzirah shavah brocha brocha, as we'll see the Rabbanan learn later on. Kacha is said in the Torah by Chalitza, which is what we just quoted in the Mishnah. And Aniyah v'Amira is said in the Torah in the Parsha of the Levim by the brochot on klalot on Har Grizim and Har Eval. This is our girsa, but there is, however, another girsa, which says milavim instead of dilavim, which doesn't seem to make any sense, as Rashi points out, because that would be mashmah we learn out from the levim with the gzeirah shavah, which is precisely what it is the Rebbe Yehuda disagrees with. The next piece that we had in the Mishnah were brachot uklalot, and then went into the whole story, ketzad, kivan shavar yisrael tayardin, they came to agrizim, harbe ebal, neshomron, and we bring a raya where Shechem is, from the fact that it says vayavar avron ba'oretz, and we say mal halan Shechem, and Afelona Morez Shrem. We have a machloket here in the Gemara about how exactly to understand the drushes of these psukim as to where exactly how Grizim and Harevo were. Tanarapa. It says, Elohim ba'ibar ha'yardein acharei derech levo ha'shamesh be'eretz ha'kanani ha'yoshev ba'arava mul al-Gilgal etzel elonei Morez. We have a lot of simonim in this pasuk, and we need to understand them. So now Rav Yud explains like this. Elohim ba'ibar ha'yardein. So what does that mean, me'eva yardin? Me'eva the yardin ve'elach. In other words, quite some ways within Eretz Yisrael, on the side of the yardin, Devi Rabbi Yehuda. So that means that you crossed west into Eretz Yisrael, and you go a while. Katidiz Rabbi Yehuda, achrei derech mevo ha'shemesh, which means that it was far from the makom shechama zorachat. In other words, far from the eastern side of the yardin, towards the west. When the word achare as opposed to achar means quite some ways. The Eretz HaKna'ani, Ayoshev Ba'arava, what does that teach me? That these are the Yargrizim and Ahar Eval, Sheyoshvim Be'em Kutim. This is where the Kutim nowadays live. Mul HaGilgal, Mul HaGilgal means nearby. to the Gilgal, in other words, facing the Gilgal, which is a little bit strange, because Mul couldn't mean near, since Gilgal is near the crossing point of the Eretz Yisrael, and according to the way Reb Yehuda is learning, it should be far from the Gilgal. And the fact is that that's how Rashi actually explains in Chumash, that it means far connected the Gilgal. So that it's, in order to be similar to what Reb Yehuda is saying, we'll have to learn that not samuch le Gilgal, but rather facing Gilgal on the mountain. And that we learn out from Lahalan by Sefer Bereishis and Avram Avinu. It says, Vayavor Avram Boretz Ad Mokom Shrem Ad Elon Moreh. Ma Elon Moreh Amur Lahalan. Later in there, meaning in back in Bereishis, is Shrem. Because there it says, Beferish Ad Mokom Shrem Ad Elon Moreh. Afkan here too, in reference to the Agrizim Narevah, it's a reference to Shrem. Tanya. Now, we also have a Braita which follows the Shita. Rashi takes out the word Tanya because it's part of the same Braita. To follow the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, in which Omer of Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, I want you to know that utilizing this Gezeirah Shava of the Derech Mavah, of the Elon Moreh, Omer Lahalan Shchem, Afkan Shchem, I used it to show the Kutim what a bunch of phonies they are. Bedovar Zezi Afti Sifrei Kutim. I showed the Kutim that they're off the wall. Because what they did is they were desperate to show that Har Grizim and Har Eval is the place in which God, in fact, gave the Torah, so to speak, where the bris of the Torah was made. And so, because they don't hold the Gzeira Shava, they actually wrote into their Sifrei Torah the word Shechem by Har Grizim and Har Eval, because they didn't have any other raya. So he said to them, Ziyafti Sifrei Kitim Ambartil, I told them, you know, Ziyavtem Toratchem, you went ahead now to, this the Yerushalmi says, that they actually wrote in Eitzel Elonei Moreh Shechem, in order to be able to worship there and to claim that it was the place in which the Torah was given over by Brachos HaKlolos. And the truth is, Lo'alitem Yetchem Klum, the more you fake out, you don't really have any basis to say that this is Har Grizim and Har Eval. She'atem Omrim Elonei Moreh Shechem, Va'afanum Odim She'elonei Moreh Shechem. The thing is that we have a basis for it, but you don't. Oh no, lamadu b'gzera shava, we learned it out of the gzera shava from Avram Avinu. Vatem b'balim adetem, lamadetum. How do you know that indeed it's Shechem? Well, because we find that there's a place called Elonei Moreh. Who knows how many? What does Elonei Moreh mean? A couple of trees that belong to a guy. There could be dozens of places like that. So if you don't have the Gzeira Shava, how are you going to know that this is the place that we're referring to in the Torah? And this is Har Grizim and Har Eval that you worship, and this is the whole basis of it. A false entry into the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Elazar disagrees completely with Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, on the contrary, the Har Grizim and Har Eval that is called such by the Kutim is not Har Grizim and Har Eval. Halo Hema Be'evar Yarden clearly indicates that it's Samuch Liyarden. It's on the other side of the Jordan River, meaning immediately on the other side. Because if you think that it means far, if it means far away, it says in the Pasuk, as soon as you cross the Jordan, go ahead and put it up today in Har Eval. Now, can you explain to me how in the world you could get from the crossing of the Yarden by Gilgal all the way to Har Eval in a day, unless it's really Samuch Liyarden? So it has to be right over on the other side. And then when it says, Haloheima Acharei Derech Bavah HaShemesh, it's referring that they're far away from the place that the sun sets, is what it's saying. Makom Shachama Shoka'at, was Rabbi Yehuda was saying it was far away from Derech Bavah HaShemesh, far away from the east where the Shemesh rises. So in other words, he's saying the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. And that means that it's closer to the Yarden. The continuation of the Pasuk isn't coming bechlal to talk about Har Grizim and Har Eval as we know. Because otherwise it makes no sense. The Pasuk claims that it's Be'eretz HaKanani. Well, if it's Shechem, Shechem isn't Be'eretz HaKanani. Shechem is Eretz HaChivi. It says that Beferish. Shechem ben Chamor. I mean, he's the one that made Shechem. And it says HaChivi, Beferish in the Pasuk. Furthermore, it says that that place is Yoshev Ba'arava. The Arava means on the plain. Certainly that can't be Har Grizim and Har Eval. Rashi's gear says, Alo Harimim. aren't they mountains? Or Argyr says, whatever you're going to say about that area is very mountainous. It's all plain. And then when it says, Mul HaGilgal, well, it's supposed to be Mul HaGilgal. V'alo lo ra'ut HaGilgal. I mean, this isn't something that could possibly be understood. These places are very far away from the Gilgal. So therefore, I say that this is a reference to something else entirely and cannot possibly mean the Har Gerizim and Har Eival that we are referring to today. What's interesting is that the Tzarosh and others ask, I mean, how is it, what are they arguing in the Metzias of whether there was another mountains of Har Gerizim and Har Eival? Don't we know when a place is called Har Gerizim and Har Eival in Eretz Yisrael, whether that is Har Gerizim and Har Eival? And Tosfos brings the fabulous Yerushalmi that says, according to Rabbi Elazar, what indeed is Har Gerizim and Har Eival? It means they made two mounds of dirt, and they called it one Har Gerizim, and the other one they called Har Eival. Was it going to Rabbi Yehuda? We're going to have to say that they moved 120 kilometers in one day. Was it according to Rabbi Elazar? They didn't budge, crossed over the Gilgal, had these two piles of dirt, called one Har Gerizim and one Har Eival, which would mean that they're not arguing about what's called the real Har Gerizim and Har Eival. Now, as far as what is the reference at that end of the pasuk, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what we'll have to say is that the pasuk isn't coming to explain where Har Gerizim and Har Eival are, but rather lo ba katuv ela la'arot lem derech bashniya, the Torah was coming to teach them how to enter Eretz Yisrael this second time, meaning in this further knisa, which is the knisa into Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua, which is the end of 40 years, Kederach Sharalam Berishona, the way that the Anan Abrit used to show them when it was Helech Lifneim in the Machane, Bishchus, first Aaron, and in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu. But now there was no Anan. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to provide them with the type of directions that were provided when the Anan was there, because he could no longer guide them. And therefore, each one of these psukim, Kederach Sharalam Berishona B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, there it says, Lanchotama Darach, to teach them how to walk. So Darshan, each word in that way. Derech of Derech Mavo HaShemesh comes to tell me, but Derech Lechu, Velo B'Sadot Chramim. Walk along the main roads, don't be afraid, and don't walk through areas that are planted and damage agriculture. Hayoshev means B'Yishuv Lechu, Velo B'Bin Marot. Don't try to walk through wilderness. Walk through all the settled areas. Ba'arava, Ba'arava Lechu, Velo B'Arimuk Va'od. Walk along the area which is flat, and don't take the machane up and down the hills. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Avru Yisrael Et HaYarden, how indeed did Klal Yisrael cross the Yarden? B'chol Yom, normally from the time of Yitziat Mitzrayim, Aron Noseach HaShnei Degalim, just as we learned in Bamidbar, that first you had Degel Machane Yehuda, and then Degel Machane Reuven, and then the Aron went, and the day that they crossed the Yarden, everything changed. And that day, the Orain was Nosa Techila. The Orain Nabris was the first thing to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because up until that time, there was no Mokum of Tahira. And you needed to be flowing within the Machan in order to have the Tahira for the Orain. But on that day, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, there the Kedusha was waiting now for the Orain Nabris. And so the Orain went in first to Eretz Yisrael. Mashma in front of all of you, even before Machane, even before Dega Machane Yehuda and Dega Machane Reuven. Bechol yom v'yom from the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim and the Machane, Levi'im dosim et Aaron. But today it says Beferish that the Kohanim were to carry the Aaron as Yoshua was commanded. And Nesa'u HaKohanim, Shavu Hayaka Noach, Kapot Raglei HaKohanim, Nosei Aaron Hashem. And this is because the mitzvah actually changed, according to the Rabbah. He writes this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Kohanim were the ones that were betzuvah to carry the Orin. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'shlosha mikomot nasu Kohanim et Aaron. We find three places where it's Kohanim specifically that carried the Orin. Kishavruta Erdain, as we just had, Kishay Sivo at Yericho, when there was surrounding the seven times of Yericho, as the mitzvah was, in order to conquer Yericho, Ukashi Zirul and the Komo, when they brought it now into its place, into the Beis Kodesh HaKadosh, during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, where originally it had been kept in the Mishkan Shiloh, then the Plishtim had captured it in the war after Shiloh was destroyed. It came from there to Beit Avinadav. Then it came to Oved Edom HaGiti after the tragedy of the attempt to bring it in with the Peretz Be'uzah. And at last, it was brought into Ir David by David HaMelech, awaiting the binyan of Beit HaMikdash. And then was the whole miracle of the Su'ud Sharim Roshechem, that the gates wouldn't open until it was announced it was B'chut David HaMelech. So then, Kirchzizru L'mikomo, it also says that the Kohanim were the ones to carry it. The Kivan Shinitbulu Ragle Kohanim B'mayim, at the time that they were crossing the Yarden, the moment that the feet of the Kohanim, who were carrying the Orin, touched the water on the eastern end of the Yarden, Chazru HaMayim Le'achoreihem, the Yarden started backing up. It said, Yarden Yisrov Le'achor. So the Yarden started backing up, and it's called backing up. It doesn't mean that it started flowing in the other direction. It means it started backing up and getting higher and higher because it was as if it was dammed up. Shinemar uchavo nosei Aharon ad Yarden, when the carriers of the Ark came to the Yarden. And then the Kohanim stepped into the water. Vayamdu amayim ayodim elamala komu nedechad. Exciting story of the crossing of the Yarden to be continued tomorrow. Tfila. Rachbi. ברכת המזון, דכתיב, ואחת מזוות וברכת השם אלוקיך בכל לשון שאתה מברך, שבועת העדותך ונפש כי תחתה ושמע כל עלה, בכל לשון ששמע, שבועת הפיקדון, עד תחתה, תחתה משבועת העדות, אלו נאמר בלשון הקודש, מיקרו ביקורים, חליצה, עד מיקרו ביקורים קיצר, וענית ואמרת לפני השם אלוקיך לנו מבואנו הלווים ואמרו כל איש ישראל, מה אני אמור לנו בלשון הקודש, אף כמה לשון הקודש לווים גופה ימינו עלה, עד יקור קור במשה כניבה וקור רם, וכתיבתם משה דבר ולמי עננו בקול, מעלה לנו בלשון הקודש, אף כאן בלשון הקודש חליצה, קיצר, ורבונן, היי, ככה, מה יעבדי להם, מבואי לדבר שהוא מעשה מעקב, וביהודה, ככה, מכל ככה, ורבונן, כל ככה לא באשמנו הוא. ורבי יהודה הייבי עתה ואמרה מה יביא ליבי להגמור ללווים ללשון הקודש ולאלף קול ממשה אני אגומר קול קול לא גומר תני נמי יוחי רבי יהודה כמקום שנאמר קול ככה אני אבי אמיריינו ללשון הקודש קול קול תברכו ככה תחליצה אני ואמיר עד הלווים ברכות וקולות קצת כמעט שעבור ישראל את הירדן תנו רבנה ולא ימה בעבר הירדן מעבר הירדן ואילך ורבי יהודה אחרי דרך בבוא השם שמוקם שלך מזורך ברת הכנען היהו שברבה אלו הרגריזים והריבל שיושבים בהם קוטים מול הגלגל סמוך לגלגל אצל עני מורה שכם לאלון הוא אומר ויעבור עבר מרת המקום שכם אלון מורה מה אלון מורה אמור לאלון שכם אף כאן שכם תני אמרה ולעזר ברבי יזה בדבר זה זייב לספרי קוטים אמרתם זייבתם תורתכם ולא יודעת מיידכם כלום שאתם אומרים אלון מורה שכם אף אנו מודים שאלון מורה שכם אלון אנו למדו בגזר השבה אתם במה לימדתם? רב אלעזר אומר, אלוהים בעבר ירדן סומך לירדן. דהי מעבר לידי מלך, הכתיב היה ברחמת הירדן היום. אך לדבר מבוא השם, שמקום שחמש וקעת בארץ הכנעני, ארץ הכיבי היה. היושב ברבה, בין הורים מבואות אין, ישמו לגלגל, ראו את הגלגל. רב אלעזר ביוסי אומר, רב אלעזר בן יעקב אומר, לא בא הכתוב, אלא להראות להם דרך בשנייה, כדרך שראה להם ראשונה. דרך means בדרך לכו, ולא בסדות אחרים. היושב בישוב לכו, ולא בנרות בערבה, בערבה לכו, ולא בערים מגבל. תנו רבון הקצר, ויסודות ירדה בכו, יאמרנו נסיעה אחר שני דגלים, היום נעשה תחילה, שאמרני אהרון הברית הבריתה דון כל הארץ עובר לפני חן בכל יום ויום לביאים לשים את ארון יונס וכהנים שם עבר כנוע כפות רגלי הכהנים לסייר נשם דן רבי יסיון בשלושה מקומות נשאו כהנים את הארון כשעברו את הירדן כשהסיבה את יריחו וכשהחזירו למקומו וכמת שנתפלו בנר רגלי הכהנים במים חזרו המים לאחרים שמרו הנשא הארון עד הירדן ויעמדו במים היורדים למעלה כל מונד אחד